I knew Eduardo Lynch long before he became a celebrated name on talk radio, and I communed with him during that time and after. Some people tend to forget that E.G. Lynch's time on radio was just 11 years out of 70 years that he had on God's earth. From ages ago, E.G. Lynch and Ferdy Tony were my friends. Even before they jointly owned and operated their bar and restaurant and entertainment center in Georgetown, E.G. cooked and baked for me at his famous Save a Penny establishment. I did free legal work for him, and later I patronized his Club Flamingo. Amidst all the controversies between E.G. and me, from 2001 onwards, we maintained cordial relations. Every time we met in public or private, we spoke on friendly terms, devoid of malice. Only those who did not know of our personal relationship, going back nearly 40 years, would have been surprised that I visited him at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital on more than one occasion when he was ill. And that as late as April of this year, I spent a half an hour with him at the nursing home in Dorsetshire Hill.